Previously on Algoa FM.
You with me, Simon B. Hello. Coming at you live from George in the Garden Route. So good to see you. Hope you're having a lekker day. Now listen, very, very cool. This past weekend, we wrapped up at the CakeNet Outdoor Expo Southern Cape in Hartenbosch. And today, we have a very familiar face in the studio with us. He is a well-known Afrikaans actor and presenter here to share an exciting update. Please welcome to the studio, Phil Heermann. It's good to see you, my brother.
Simon, thank you so much for having me here in studio. You know what? What's a cool thing? So I've been living in George now for 4 years, spending 8 years in the Garden Route. And I always drive past this exceptional building, dropping the kids off at school. And I've always wondered, when am I going to sort of have my first visit here? And today, here I am. So it's so lekker to see you as well.
Same, yeah. I hope you give me a bit of a wave when you drive past, huh?
I do always, you know. I mean, this is the sexiest FM studio in the area, so I always try and wave.
I have to agree with you. Now listen, firstly, tell our listeners a little more about yourself and where did your acting journey begin?
Yeah, man, so it's sort of a lekker thing. I actually never wanted to become an actor. Firstly of all, because we're in the Afrikaans market, and I don't know if people out there know it, but it's sort of a very tough industry.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's not the same as the singers. But yeah, in school, sort of, someone said they need a bit part for me to play in school, and I was like, cool, I'm available. So we did it, and I sort of enjoyed the whole thing of going out on tour with all the peers and meeting all these exceptional nice people. And then throughout school, sort of did very well without a lot of trouble. And eventually, sort of, I think when you at school, the big thing that you go for is the Arte Coffee Tino Tuneel best actor sort of thing, boom 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 up there. And then in Matric I won that award, and the producers of Binnenlanders actually saw me at Art Club, where the finals were that year, and they sort of invited me to go and be a part of the whole CakeNet Binnenlanders thing, and I said, but I can't. And they said, but why not? And I said, well, I've only known theatre. I was on my way to go and study drama at Stellenbosch University, and then I sort of took a bypass and went through the little red back door, and I learned everything technical behind the scenes, and then eventually got an agent up there. I wanted to do everything legitly, and then sort of got a role at Binnenlanders and played there for about 3 years on and off, and then started sort of doing a whole lot of Afrikaans films and series from CakeNet to SABC, you name it, Showmax, where we are today. Sort of that was the big journey. And now I think things are sort of lekker. This CV's looking all right, the bank account not.
But the most important thing, are you enjoying what you do?
I love what I do. Every single day I love what I do. And I think sort of it's the whole new thing of sort of being in the Garden Route in my industry. It's an unheard of thing. Yeah, here and there we've got names like Ivan Zimmerman, I think you know him very well.
Yes, a good friend of mine.
Desiree Garden, and then sort of they're here, but a lot of traveling away with work.
Talking of the Garden Route, you do spend most of your time in the Garden Route and often travel for work as well. Why is the Garden Route so special to you, and what else do you get up to here besides acting?
So the Garden Route is an exceptional, special place for me. I actually sort of, I think I was here as a young boy with my father and them, sort of moving through age 4, 5, 6 maybe. So I've forgotten what it looked like. Then I met an exceptional girl who lives this area. And I started to sort of spend more time in the Garden Route. And I remember she stayed in Wilderness side. So every time going over Dolphins Point, you can't get tired of that.
No, you can't.
You can't get tired of that.
No, you can't.
So sort of, I must say, and why is now, we moved into George when Malaita was born. He's 4 now, turning 5. Albert Maritz Jr. Actor Opa Albert Maritz Sr.
Bless, man.
He had a bit of a problem with his lungs, so we had to move away from the sort of wet wilderness side and come up to George side. So now that's why we're in George and not wilderness area anymore. So that's sort of where the whole George thing came in. But it's just an exceptional place to let your, I can let my kids run in the streets.
The last place, one of the last places.
You can't even do that in Cape Town anymore.
One of the last places on the planet.
Exactly. I grew up Melkbos Strand. I wouldn't let my kids run around in the street Melkbos Strand anymore.
I love Melkbos Strand. I used to. I don't know how Melkbos Strand is anymore, but I love that place. Very special.
You're a surfer.
I've done a bit of bodyboarding.
You see, that's why. Melkbos got exceptional waves.
And decent fishing as well.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. In the kelp. I've seen Oaks put on. There's a special way to fish. Now, what else do you do besides acting in the Garden Route?
That's sort of it. That's a very interesting thing.
Yeah.
Is, there's a lot of things. So I do little sort of ads on the side with video, gimbal, drone. I'm busy with my drone license actually now as we speak with, through AfriForum as well because I'm part of the neighborhood watchers in the area. So I do a little bit of shooting with that. I'm sort of in the realm of getting two smaller companies out there, transport companies with what do you call them, estate agents, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm sort of, I taught myself the whole editing thing. I've got a subscription where you can get legal music, et cetera, et cetera. Then I don't know if people have heard about a thing called Parley Incubation. Parley is a house up in Johannesburg that teach children acting. And that's sort of a thing that I've seen is not very big here in the Garden Route. Theater, for sure. Not a lot of them know how film works, TV works, all of those sort of things. So we have with GRADA, Garden Route Academic and Dramatic Arts, now signed with Parley, and we're sort of bringing that here. We're going to kick off with that end of the year marketing and then sort of running with that throughout the whole of next year.
Look at you, man. Fingers in so many good pies.
That's
not
a dream.
Not just pies, good pies.
Good pies.
Yeah. Good pies. Yeah. Nice Cornish pasty in there.
Absolutely, man. Because I've sort of spent time with the schools now, and I see they know what Arctic of Fear is. And for us here in the Garden Route, we need our children to participate in Arctic of Fear, Arctic of Fear, Dinner to Neil, all those things, and that's where we want to go with them.
That's the platform.
That's the platform. That they have to do that.
Now, let's get to the exciting update. You're here to tell us more about the brand new CakeNet drama series coming out on the 21st of October at 8 o'clock. What is the name of the series and what's it about?
So this is lovely, man.
Okay.
So the name of the series is Appels en Tee. So it's replacing Spoorloos on CakeNet, as you said, from the 21st, 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And lovely actors in there. Ivan is also playing. Not such a lovely guy, his character in the story.
His characters generally aren't quite lekker.
They aren't. But Tinri van Wyk Loots, who also played in Nuggies, so she's one of the leads. Then the lovely lady who played Pola in Siam Delaan, Dion Lawrence, everybody will remember her. She plays a lead in that. And she's, you always think like these girls who play these sort of wacky characters on Siam Delaan and that, they maybe not the, that great actors, but she's brilliant.
Yeah.
You have to see in the series Appels en Tee. So it's her, Tinri van Wyk Loots, they had a weird sort of friendship going on when they were very, very young. And then on a day, they arrive, the character of Tinri arrives in front of Dion's place of business, let's call it that.
Yeah.
And then it's sort of this whole story of how, why the relationship back in the day started falling apart and how they're sort of trying to resurrecting it again and getting it back together and with all the struggles that they're going through. So it's a melodrama, I would say, but with a little bit of tongue in the cheek and then some romantic stuff on the side.
Well, I've read that the series explores like friendship, nostalgia, a little bit of sacrifice, love and complexity, and it's all set in the Garden Route. Is that right? And again, what is your role in the story? I'm very excited.
This is lekker, yeah. So everything all plays off in the Langkloof.
Okay.
Most of the parts where I was present was in Hoekville.
Okay.
And the writers, she's locally from there. The producers are locally from there, Bardeen Berger and them, which is lovely. And then my character, sort of pitch up a little bit later. I come in with a little bit of a romantic bang.
And
I don't want to say too much, but it was quite funny when I did the audition for Appels en Tee. They said, did they want me to go for this character? I can't remember the name now, though, so I'm not saying his name. but the one thing that I do remember is that it's one of those where they said it's very well built, ripped. And I was like, I'm not that now.
You look decent to me, man.
I spent about 3-4 months in the gym. I was already busy training at that stage. I just decided to sort of do it more focused and lost about 10 kgs for the series. I got the little bit old six pack from Malcolm Strand back again. Not as great as it used to be, but it's there. And the chest out pumping. And it's very rich guy. Dentist. We shot in a house, and this is sort of one of those lacquer things about acting, is my house in the story, 37 million rand.
There we go.
Me driving a 5-liter Mustang.
Nice. There we go. You get to live your dreams through acting,
huh? Dude, that's the nice thing. You get to live your dreams through acting. And I sort of, that's the lacquer thing is I hope so many more people that has a love for acting are able to do that and to make it work, especially here in the Garden Route.
I love that. And finally, where can people tune in to watch the series?
So that's lacquer. It's a, It's on CakeNet. It's a 10 ep part.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we call it a mini series, basically, because a full series is 13 eps.
Yeah.
And it'll be on every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock on CakeNet.
Oh, lekker. Phil Yemeritz, thank you so much for giving us a glimpse into the new CakeNet drama series and, of course, for joining us today. Any last words before we bid you adieu?
Ach, man, I just want the people, honestly, to enjoy the series. And for those, the Algoa listeners that are here, press for more. Mm. We want to do stuff local. We want to shoot things here. And the reason why is look what it looks like, man. This is the sexiest place in South Africa.
Telling you.
We need to do more stuff here. So, gaan druk op CakeNet se knoppies. Email hulle, sê vir ons wil hê vir julle moet meer magic kom maak in die tuinroete. Ja, and to everybody out there, just honestly, it's a very nice series. Enjoy it and love the characters.
I'm looking very forward to watching it. Phil Yemeritz, thank you for your time. Have a lekker day. We'll speak to you soon, my brother.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.